Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you help us to not only be hearers of your word, but to be doers as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever met someone who got everything the world can offer, but still lacks something? Well, Mark, in our gospel reading, introduces us to someone like that. He seemed to have everything the world could offer, but he lacked one thing. The story about this man is recorded in three of the synoptic gospels. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, 16 to 22, tells us that this man was young. Luke's account, Luke chapter 18, 18 to 23, notes that he was a ruler from a wealthy and socially prominent family. All three writers record that this man was rich. Now to the story of this young rich ruler. Mark tells us as Jesus began his journey from Galilee to Jerusalem, a man ran up to him, fell on his knees, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" This man's question about eternal life assumes that eternal life is something that one gains by virtue of his work or actions. On the contrary, eternal life is not something we gain by virtue of our works or actions. Rather, eternal life is something we receive by faith through the grace of God. The scripture says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life." Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." Interestingly, Jesus did not answer the man's question with an information. Instead, he answered the question with another question. Mark tells us Jesus asks the man, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Remember in John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus called himself the good shepherd. Therefore, Jesus is not here denying that he is good. Rather, he is pointing out that true goodness belongs to God alone. In addition to the question Jesus asked the man, he also provoked a reflection on the Mosaic law. Mark says, Jesus told the man, "You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." Without much reflection, the man was confident that he had obeyed the Mosaic law. Mark tells us the man said to Jesus, "I have kept all those commandments since I was a boy." This is a clue that this man was not only young, rich, and a ruler, but he was also a Jew. At the age of 12, a Jewish youth was assigned a yoke of the commandments and was held responsible for obedience to them. Notice Jesus doesn't challenge the claim of this man, but he loved and invited him to discipleship. Mark tells us, Jesus says to the man, "You lack one thing. Go, Sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. What did this man do? Mark says he was disheartened, sorrowful, grieved by the saying of Jesus, and walk away. Why? Because he had great possessions. He wanted eternal life, life abundant, but he could not part with the abundance in his life. He was a man with everything, or so it may seem, but he lacked only one thing. What was that one thing this man lacked? Warren Wisby said this: looking at the man, you would conclude that he had everything. But Jesus said that one thing was lacking: a living faith in God. Money was his God. He trusted it, worshiped it, and got his fulfillment from it. What about you and me? What is that one thing still lacking? God sees into each of our hearts and knows exactly the one thing still lacking. What might that be for you? What might that be for you? Is it a living faith in God? You must forsake any idol in your life and put your faith in him. Stop trusting in your own efforts to inherit eternal life and come to God through faith alone and Christ alone. Is it total surrender to Christ? Not willing to give your all to him? Jesus doesn't tell everyone to go and sell everything and give all away, but he wants us to be mindful of divided loyalty, because money and possessions can become an idol in our lives. Regarding money, John Wesley once said, make all you can, save all you can, give all you can. Give it away, lest it becomes an idol. What is one thing still lacking? Is it obedience to the call of discipleship? I define discipleship as following Christ, learning from Christ, growing in Christ, living for Christ, and serving with Christ. Everything may seem okay with you, but Jesus says you lack one thing. What is it lacking that is preventing you from becoming a follower of Jesus? Let us pray. Lord, help us to get rid of this one thing that is preventing us from becoming committed and dedicated follower of yours. In Jesus' name, amen.